To you by remote, I'm Gene Randall. In the former Soviet Republic of Belarus today, masked security agents dragged students off the streets of the capital, Minsk, and took them away in vans as new protests broke out against President Alexander Lukashenko. It is the fourth trade weekend of unrest since his disputed re-election. The Russian TASS news agency quoted the Minsk police as saying up to 30 for taking part in unsanctioned demonstrations. Elsewhere, masked men dragged away students who had gathered at a restaurant in the center of Minsk. And thousands of women later held a separate march through the city, shouting, "Hands off the children," as one of their slogans. Lukashenko has been in power for a quarter century. India and China said today they've agreed to work at reducing tensions along their contested Himalayan border. This came following a Moscow meeting of the defense ministers of the two nuclear-armed Asian giants. Both sides deployed additional forces along the frontier after a clash in June, when 20 Indian soldiers were killed in hand-to-hand fighting. The Moscow discussions were the highest-level face-to-face political contact between India and China since the border situation first flared in May. Defense Ministers Rajnath Singh of India and General Wei Fenghe of China met late on Friday on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting in the Russian capital. In a statement, India's defense chief said both countries agreed that neither side should take any further action that could either complicate the situation or escalate matters in the border areas. A gas pipeline explosion near a mosque in Bangladesh overnight killed 13 people and injured 30 as worshippers were about to end their prayers. The blast, which fire service officials suspect was caused by a gas leak, occurred just outside the capital, Dhaka. Dozens were rushed to the city's state-run specialized burn and plastic surgery hospital. Reports indicate that those who died included at least one child. Authorities said an accumulation of gas in the mosque likely triggered the tragedy. Authorities have launched an investigation. This is VOA News. There is continuing fallout over